Now I've got Shane McTamash on the line. Hello, Shane.
Hello, how are you?
How are you? Good to talk to you.
You too.
Okay, the book launch, tell me about it, please. It's called, what's it called again? It's called...
Dead Interesting.
Dead Interesting, yes. Go ahead.
Stories from the Graveyards of Dublin.
Okay.
We did a book launch there last week. David Norris, Senator David Norris, has very kindly launched the book. And it's a collection of 50 stories about people who are buried in graveyards or the graveyards themselves around the city.
Okay, where was the launch, Shane?
In Glasnevin Museum, up here in our new museum up here.
Okay, we'll have to get along at some stage and have a look at that. I believe it's great, hearing great things about it. But we're here to talk about the book, so let's talk about some of the stories in it.
Okay. Which one do you want to talk about?
I'm going to let you choose because you're the man who wrote it.
Okay. Well, one of my favourite stories from it is the story of Richard Simpson. Now, Richard Simpson was from Belfast, and he lived near the Shankill Road. And in 1912, he signed the Ulster Covenant and joined the Ulster Volunteer Force to fight against Home Rule if there ever came to Ireland. But when World War I broke out, most of the Ulster Division went off to France, but Richard couldn't go because he had bad legs. And he was sent down to a regiment here in Dublin, down to Wellington Barracks, which is Griffith Barracks today. And 2 days before the rising, his friends went into his room and found him lying dead on the floor and a strong smell of gas in the room. Now, they didn't know what it was. So they took his body and they put it in the morgue and said there'd be a coroner's inquest. But the next thing that happened was the rebellion broke out and his body was forgotten about. And after the rebellion, they started to bring the bodies up to Glasnevin Cemetery of people killed during the rising. And Simpson's body was put in with the Irish Citizen Army bodies and the volunteer bodies, brought up here to Glasnevin and buried in the Republican plot in Glasnevin Cemetery. So in the middle of all of the Irish Citizen Army and volunteers, you have a man in the British Army uniform, a member of the UDF.
Is there a marker on his grave to say who it is?
No, nothing at all. I only found him by accident myself when I was looking through the listings. I was going, what's he doing in there? And then I went into his army records and I found the gas poisoning.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, Shane, is there a possibility he could be disinterred and sent back to Belfast? Has there been any call for that to happen, is there?
Well, they couldn't do it because there's a couple of hundred people in there.
Yeah.
So how you'd even distinguish him, and you would have to disturb the graves of 50 or 60 people just to get at one, and you wouldn't even be sure you'd get at the one.
Yeah.
So, no, like off the top of my head now I'm speaking, but I wouldn't say it's possible.
Right. Well, I can only hope that he's resting in peace where he is.
But that's the essence of graveyards for me. They're an incredibly democratic place because, when you bury somebody in the ground, you've no say on who's buried beside them or across or them or near them or anything like that. So you have unusual things like Brendan Behan is buried right beside Frank Duff, the guy who founded the Legion of Mary.
Right, yeah. Well,
now, two opposites you couldn't guess. Brendan's so fond of the drink and the wild times, and Frank Duff, a dedicated Christian. So very different people buried right beside each other.
Yeah. Okay, listen, tell me about the reason why people wear black to funerals. That's an interesting story.
Yeah, well, this is lots of these things that we do go back to pagan times. And the pagans believed that when somebody died, their spirit would take over somebody else if it recognized them. So that's why they wore black, a color they'd normally never wear. And they covered their faces, with veils and stuff like that. So if a spirit was hanging around, it wouldn't recognize the person and take possession of them.
Yeah, so something to do with the leprechauns, has it?
Well, it's along those lines. But even like, say, using headstones, like we put headstones on graves, but the original of them was to weigh the dead down. It was to keep people in the ground. So they put a big stone on it so that they wouldn't rise up. But today we just put a headstone saying it's in memory of the person.
Yeah, but it's common sense that the grave has to be marked by some sort of an indicator of who's there and where, and exactly who they are. Like, otherwise it'd be chaos, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, if you go to old Roman cemeteries and stuff like that, they didn't put any markers on them.
Yeah, well, maybe they didn't. I don't know, maybe that's a an idea, because the body, when it's gone, it's gone. It's just a shell, so we're told, you know, and it's no more significance than that. Like, it's not the essence of the Christian belief now.
But there's others, you know, like the Jewish faith and the Muslims as well. Like, they consider the body is, you know, the work of God to be carried on and preserved. So they don't see it as just being the shell. That's why, you know, Jewish people won't get tattoos and stuff like that, is because they're interrupting God's work.
Right, yeah. Mm. I wonder what God would think about that. Anyway, listen, how long did it take for put the book together, Shane?
About 18 months, 2 years.
Right, and where did the idea came from? Well, don't you conduct tours in Glasnevin and so forth, isn't that right?
Yeah, well, we've 6 tour guides up here now, and I train all them in, and I get the odd tour myself now as well.
Right, so the idea for the book would have come about from your work in Glasnevin in particular, is that right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, and you would be looking at the idea of some, of the, like we just discussed, Brendan being buried beside a person of the Legion of Mary persuasion, yeah, which would be quirky, so to speak, isn't that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, so the book launch was done by Senator David Norris.
Yeah, he gave it a great launch.
Okay, who published it?
Mercier Press published it.
Right, okay. Is it also on the internet?
It's on the internet. It's in all good bookshops. Eaton's and Hodges Figs and all those type of places have it. And there's an electronic version coming out in March if you have an iPad or an e-reader. That'll be coming out in March. And all profits from the book go towards the restoration of Glasnevin Cemetery.
Okay, that sounds, that's decent of you, so to speak. Is there any possibility of the book selling outside of this island of ours? What do you think on that score? Will it get to the shores of America, perhaps?
It would be nice if it did, all right, but it's a very big, tough market, you know.
Yeah.
So generally what publishers do is they see how well it does in its home country, and then, you know, they can push it stateside if they think the dollar is there for it. I'd love to see it, of course, go international, but that's a big ask. There's very few Irish history writers that go international.
Well, it's a pity that they don't, because we have the places... It's awash with history, really, isn't it? I mean, this country. I mean, and look, there's just one little, one other little thing. There's a paragraph in the book, in the blurb here from you. I'll just read it to you, because I just want you to clarify this for me. I don't know whether you wrote this or not, but maybe tell me if you did. And I quote: "It was important for me that this book wouldn't be a heavy, serious historical tome." Is that a spelling mistake? It's T-O-M-B instead of T-O-M-E. It should be tome. Is that
book.
Right? It's tomb.
Tomb as in large book. T-O-M-E. Yeah, but tomb as in grave is T-O-M-B.
That's right. I know. Yeah, I know that.
Oh yeah.
So it was deliberate, was it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, right, Shane. Well, look at have you got another project lined up, another book lined up, do you think?
Yeah, I'm doing the cemeteries and graveyards of Ireland next.
That's a heavy undertaking, isn't it?
Well, it is, but what I found, there was a couple of stories I came across about graveyards around the country that had interesting tales in them, and I thought, right, I can't get them in because it's about Dublin. So the next one I'll do will be the graveyards of Ireland. And maybe that will go to America and places like that, you know.
Right, yeah. Well, that's, like I said, it's a big undertaking. So have you got a lot of travelling to do, or can you do most of your research on the internet?
A bit of both. It certainly will be leaving old Dublin to see what they have out there.
Yeah, well, that sounds really great. I mean, you should have a ball out there. I mean, okay, right, Shane. Listen, best of luck with the book, and good luck with the research for the next one.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks very much for taking the call.
Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.